questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRide, the English radio call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Atta, the host of this program. Within the studio, we have a very special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom, Shaykh Nur Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. I'm very happy to be here.
You're welcome. Okay, Shaykh Nur Muhammad, for today's discussion, we want to talk about the punishments that are considered for domestic violence in the religion of Islam. We know that domestic violence is one of the major social problems that so many societies in today's world, whether they are, we can say, advanced communities and countries or developed countries and undeveloped countries, are the victims of. And usually the women are the main victims of the domestic violence all across the world. What is the religion of Islam's opinion regarding domestic violence and how, we can say, Islam can stop the people from doing so?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I think before going to the divine religion of Islam, rationally speaking, it is very clear if you have domestic violence, this causes a lot of family trauma and, you know, hardship for the husband themselves.
Yes.
For example, you had a very hard job. You want to come to your house and take a rest. But unfortunately, because of some alcoholic, that you had some alcohol or any other reasons, you want to bother or hit your wife, your children. In that case, I think yourself as a husband, as a manager of the house, you suffer the most because you do not feel serenity. You do not feel calmness, and you do not have the cozy life for yourself.
Yes.
I think a best way to stop it is to explain for these people that the negative consequences comes to yourself rather than anybody else.
That's right.
And even before your wife or your or children.
Yes.
Second step actually is to look at some of the punishment which has been mentioned for those people who bother their wives and children.
Yes. The punishment, and usually the women and the children are the main victims of the domestic violence all around the world, okay?
And the punishment is actually hellfire for those people who want to have this kind of negative interaction with the family members. In different narrations, we have it has been mentioned that it is a hellfire waiting for those people.
Yes.
One very famous narration from Noble Prophet Muhammad, he said that خَيْرُكُمْ خَيْرُكُمْ لَأَهْلِ. Mm-hmm. Best people among you is those people who have the nicest interaction with the family members. And then he said, وَأَنَا خَيْرُكُمْ لَأَهْلِ. And I have the best and noblest interaction and mannerism with my own family members at the Noble Prophet Muhammad.
Yes.
So, if you are Muslim, unfortunately, if we see in some of the Islamic, families, in some Muslim families, they have these, abuse to their family members. We have to look at this narration that Noble Prophet Muhammad said, if you want to be a best Muslim, you have to have the nicest mannerism to your family members.
Yes.
Because Noble Prophet Muhammad himself had it. He said, "Ma akram al-nisa illa kareem, wala ahanahunna illa la'im." Only those people who have the nobility, they respect the wives.
Yes.
And those people who are the wretched people, they disrespect their wives.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if we these kind of narrations of Noble Prophet Muhammad, inshallah, it would be some impact on those people who have it, and they stop it in one occasion.
That's right. Is there at all, we can say, any direct punishment mentioned in the text of the Holy Quran, or for example in Ahadith, for those men who victimize their husband, their
exactly.
wives.
As I mentioned, we have the different narrations.
Yes.
That if you have the this kind of treatment with your family members, this kind of negative treatment with them, actually, hellfire is waiting for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's one of the biggest, al-kaba'ir, which means the biggest sin committed by that husband who have the ill treatment with the family members. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put those people into the hellfire. And of course, it has a lot of negative consequences for themselves.
That's right.
One of which I mentioned in the beginning.
Yes.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
What are the Islamic suggestions and guidelines in order to stop domestic violence in the house? For example, how to behave in the house? What are the practical guidelines and behaviors suggested by Muslim councils in order to stop such behaviors?
You know, I think one of the best way is to explain for those people that the if you have some kinds of, difficulties or hardship outside the door, do not bring it into your house, into your homes, mm-hmm. okay? And do not, bother your family members. It is very important. For example, in the verse of Noble Quran, we have that, وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. You should have the best interaction with your family members, including your wives. Okay.
Yes.
And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that فَإِنْ كَرِهْتُمُوهُنَّ فَأَسَىٰ أَنْ تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَيَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. If you dislike your wives, maybe you dislike something, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put into it a lot of, benefits.
Yes.
So I want to say that one of the practical ways to stop these kind of ideas and this kind of ill treatment is actually to explain for the husband that if you want to be a practical best Muslim, you have to have the best interaction with your family members.
Yes.
It's part of your religion.
Yes.
Your religion does not mean that you go to the mosque, pray, and in the month of Ramadan only fast.
Yes.
This is part of the actually important part of your religion. But please remember that having noblest interaction with your family members is, again, one of the most, important part of your religion. Maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala disregard you or put you in the hellfire and you be away from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you continuously have this kind of ill treatment with your husband. So they should look at it as a religious responsibility, as a kind of, a spirituality. If you want to improve in, Islamic spirituality, you have to have the noblest interaction with your family members. And before everything, prior to everything, please do not have any kind of, disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like, for example, drinking alcohol,
mm-hmm.
Because it's cause a lot of disorder.
The major reason for domestic
exactly.
violence, especially in the Western world, is, we can say, being alcoholic, or being drunkard or liquor use, intoxication, all these makes problem for the domestic violence in the house.
Exactly. So yes. we have to stop it from the beginning.
Yes.
You have to stop drinking alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
You have to stop intermingling with those people who have the evil treatment. Okay. In that case, you can, stop having this kind of ill treatment with your family members.
That's right. The men also could be the victims of domestic violence
yes.
inside the house too. especially when you look at the, we can say, the modern lifestyle, there are so many men who are the victims of the domestic violence. And the main reason is because of the, we can say, robust manly behavior of some of the women, because the nature of the women is somehow changed in the modern world society. We know that with the presence of the women in the society and working out, some of their behaviors have become manly and robust, okay?
Exactly.
So the serious behavior when unfortunately got into the house can make, we can say, the men also the victims of domestic violence. But all in all, the foundation of the family is very much respected by the religion of Islam. We can say, and I think Prophet Muhammad, the Holy Quran, and the Hadith of the Ahlul Bayt has proved this point, that the family foundation is sacred, and is holy, and this holiness have to be kept alive.
Exactly. Family, extremely important in Islam.
Yes.
Wife and husband, family issues.
Yes.
It is very important. For example, قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا, to protect yourself and your family members from the hellfire, which put a lot of responsibility on the husband's shoulder.
Yes.
Okay. As a manager of the house, you have to be to manage your wives, to manage the not only the financial issues, rather the spiritual issues within your family members.
That's all right. You know, some people might not know that the religion of Islam has practical guidelines how to behave your family members and children. Even in very, we can say, private matters, like, for example, sexual intercourse or sexual, we can say, behaviors inside the house, the religion of Islam has practical guidelines. So, and this is what the modern psychology also tries to answer in today's world. But some people might not know that the religion of Islam has tackled these issues more than 14 centuries ago, and this is really fascinating.
Exactly. If before the birth of children,
yes,
we have in the time of the, you know, pregnancy,
very good.
They have a lot of recommendation.
Yes.
I do not want to mention that with regard to the nourishment of the wife, with regard what to eat, what to drink, about many supplication, the etiquette.
You know that many children in the Western world are, we can say, aborted during pregnancy of the women because of the domestic violence.
Exactly.
Yeah, unfortunately.
I think the emphasis on maintenance of family is too much in Islamic religion.
Yes.
And part of the reason actually comes to the children.
Yes.
Because if we want to support the children, mm-hmm, to have the successful children in the future, you have to maintain this family. So we do not have single parenting or,
yes,
for example, divorce or this, family trauma. Rather, Islam emphasizes on having and maintenance of the family structure and to have the lovely, and very calm atmosphere providing for the, actually for the children, in order to have the brilliant children in future.
That's all right. Also, I think taking counsels from spiritual and religious people,
exactly,
and counselors,
yes,
can be very much helpful.
Exactly.
Because the people are not complete. They are in need of a trainer, a spiritual trainer, akhlaq teacher, okay? Especially in the Muslim lands. They can refer to them and ask them for practical guidelines.
Islamic psychology is kind of, mm-hmm, is actually one of the new branches that many people are working on.
Yes.
And we have a lot of Islamic counselors, even in the, in Islamic Republic of Iran and maybe in other countries, they provide you with the Islamic consultation with regard to the education of bringing of children. So it is very necessary if you want to learn the etiquette and some of the skills of how to behave with your family members, how to tackle these kind of problems, to have this kind of consultation with the Islamic, counselors.
That's all right. Thank you much, Sheikh Nur Mahmoudpour, for a nice elaboration regarding the concept of domestic violence and how the religion of Islam can help us in order to prevent and stop domestic violence, especially victimizing of the women inside a family. It was very kind of you, Sheikh.
My pleasure.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن